Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Now, listen, if you're out there listening, this is what I'm considering our first Patreon recording, because all of us are here recording on Riverside.
Our videos are videoing.
Our videos are videoing. Our mics are miking.
I look like I'm in 1970, and Naz and Ashley look like they are in current year. So,
2023. I was just gonna say, you guys have to sign up for the Patreon just to see Lauren's like vintage.
She's in sepia tone,
and I don't have a filter on. It's just I have like a warm lighting, and this is like actually really is going well with my new aesthetic. And I'm not just saying this because Daisy Jones and the Six is out and everyone is turning into hippies, but I've been transforming myself into a 1970s person for a month now, and I am almost there. So this filter is doing really well.
It is doing really well. I get so annoyed with that stuff because I'm constantly influenced by the 70s and I love doing it and Cher all year. And then I hate when like Kim does Cher or Daisy Jones and the Six comes out and then everyone taps in and it's like so annoying.
Yeah. Free People has been sold out of everything in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you could have been wearing Free People all year round.
You could have, but it's just, you know, it'll come and go, but I meant to do this before. Anyway.
Yeah. You guys know it's my least favorite era.
I know.
Makes me nervous.
Scary.
Damn hippies.
Is it? Wait, I did not know that.
Ashley would be the square mod sort
I'm the
of
mod.
Person. Yeah.
When it goes to the 70s, I'm mod.
Wait, why?
I'm listening to Elton
hate...
John play piano and I'm wearing like black and white checkers.
Yeah.
With like my big thick liner.
What's your favorite era? 90s?
I think I lived the eras that are my favorite. And I think before like they were back, I'd say that probably the 80s is my favorite era.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. The 80s is like, I would say most people's least favorite.
No.
I mean, I love the 80s.
That's
and
just
I
because
love
it's in
music.
A weird spot right now. It's because it's in a weird spot.
The
right
hair
now.
And the fashion was bizarre, but like I could listen to George Michael all day, but I am growing gray hair as we have this conversation. So we need to change the subject.
Okay. Well, why? Are you bored?
No, I'm just saying we're talking about eras. Well, I will
bored
say
for our eras talk. Everybody's into eras now. I'm in my something era.
Oh,
because
yeah.
of Taylor Swift. So my
I'm
birthday
in my eras era.
Yeah.
My birthday's on Friday. I'm turning 33, 33. I'm excited to be a double number. It's my Jesus year. My mom, I was talking to my mom earlier today. My mom's like, that's you know, when Jesus, whatever, I wasn't listening. And I'm like, didn't he die that year? Like,
he was like 33, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, cool. So this is the year I die potentially. Anyways, I was thinking about like how I feel like I'm at that age now where I don't want to go out. I don't like going out. But I feel like I'm at that age where I'm too old to go out, yet too young to stay in.
Yeah, that's it. I see the girls walking around, like, going to bars and stuff. I'm like, wow, I'm so lame. I'm not going out. It's like, you're too fucking old to be even doing that. But, like,
but
what else?
We're also too young to be in because we're hot. You know, we're cool. We're vibrant. We have energy. We're not, like... exhausted.
But the people I see walking around are, you know, 24. And like in my head, I've said before, I feel like I am 24 or 27. So,
yeah, exactly.
You guys, Jared and I got told that we were at the airport and we were just talking to this couple. They're like they're like our parents' age and be a little bit younger. They're probably like 5 years younger than our parents' age. And they're like, well, you guys are young. Is this the time to travel? And then Jared is like, well, we're not that young. And then
we are young. Like,
no, he goes, well, what are you, like 24? And then I was like, fuck yeah.
Exactly.
What? Man thought we were a 24-year-old couple.
I believe that you would be 24, but Jared does not look like a 24-year-old.
Jared does
well,
not.
Well, it's funny because he said it specifically to him.
Not in like a bad way, but in like a burly, hairy man way, you know?
No, yeah. But I think yeah, if we're like, talking about...
to be 24.
If we're talking about the three of us, I think the three of us could, I definitely me without makeup on could pass as like still being in my 20s.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what I mean is like, we do feel vibrant in that sense. And I feel like 33 is so awkward because I don't want to go
it
out.
Is awkward.
I'm like, I'm too old to go out, but then I'm home and I'm like, I should be out. I should be doing something. Like this is my prime, you know?
No.
Lauren and I went out the other week. We had a girls' night in New York City with Lizzie and
Maura. We got drunk, guys, and we went to a bar.
I did not get drunk. And so I was like, I'm ready to go home. I want to see my baby. And Lauren didn't pick up on it at all. We got to this place. And of course, in standard procedure, I feel like this happens like to every girls' night, right? You go to dinner, so nice. And then somebody goes, let's go get one drink. Okay, one drink somewhere else. And I was like, oh God, this is going to be bad. And I go,
that person is my worst nightmare.
One drink, okay? We get there and I say, like, about 45 minutes, okay? And then... we were there for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
We were not there for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Lauren, we were there for 2 hours. 2 hours, exactly. I may have thrown in the 15 minutes.
Lauren, you may have been wasted.
Lauren, it was 2 hours, exactly. We left at 12:20. We got there at 10:20. She's going like this. She's the drunk one. Who was the one that was like, I want to go home with my baby? Like, totally sober. Sober.
It felt like 45 minutes. It felt like 45 minutes.
It wasn't. I know.
Lauren, so did you have fun? Like, were you like chilling?
Yeah, she had a blast. It was funny because we went to dinner. We had a great time. And I was like, I just want to go to this one bar to see if like I could still get into a place because
Why
I haven't done that in a long time.
Of course she can. She's insane.
Ashley, I don't know. I don't know the standards these days, okay? So anyways, we go up
Lauren
to the door.
Lauren wants to see where she fits in the hierarchy of hot girl.
Thank
She's
you.
Like,
thank
I
want
to see if I still got it.
Exactly, because I don't know.
Truly, that is what Lizzie Moore and Lauren all wanted to do. They were kept saying, like, do you think we could, like, oh my, what do you think that people think of us? Like, what do you think that people are looking like? Do you think that they think we're young? Do you think we're still hip and cool, right? We're still hot. Lauren, you guys were literally like, we're still hot, right? We're still hot. I'm like, yeah, we're still hot. Like, you, like, the three of you drunkenly were bipping like this the entire time. And I'm sitting here being like, I got no doubts. I know I'm still hot, and I'm the oldest of all of you.
Wow.
Well, that
Ashley,
is so good
I
for you, Ashley.
Spitting the fucking facts. We're at church right now.
Okay. Well, it's very good for you. The standards have always been quite high in New York. Even when I was 21, they in like young and sprite, they would leave people at the doors and all this stuff. Anyway, so we go to the speakeasy. And the door woman is like, yeah, we're full tonight. And I was like, well, there you have it. I do not still have it. Anyways, we're starting to walk away. And then
I
hear...
no, Lauren, it's just not that place where they're going to let the hotter people in first.
There's always that rule, Ashley. There's always that rule. Okay. So then we're walking away. And then I hear, is that Ike and Eddie? Oh, yeah. The one person I fucking know in New York.
Someone knew you at this bar?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I used to go out with him. He was the only guy I used to go out with in New York, and we fucking
got
him.
Well, we all knew him.
Oh, so that's why you were. That's why you wanted to go there, and that's why you.
No, I had no idea he worked there.
No, that's what was so weird.
No fucking way.
No idea. Yeah.
That must have felt. How good did that feel for you?
It was awesome, and I was like, and there's the boost that I needed, and there you go. And that was
the
story.
Can we talk about the concept of
like? I threw up immediately.
Oh, yeah. She got home. She threw up immediately. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Can we talk about just the concept of how places, like how horrible it is that people, like you would just wait outside a club. And I'm sure obviously this still happens, but they're like, you can get in. Like it's actually the most horrible part of society.
I just can't believe it's still happening.
It's like literally based off your essence and your look, you're allowed entry into a place. Like that's disgusting.
Isn't that nuts? That's allowed.
I don't subscribe. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. It is crazy and horrible. And nobody should ever even want to go into any of those places because they won't have that much fun.
I don't want to go in any of it. Actually, if I was with you, I would have been at McDonald's.
But it wasn't,
it was
like
just that time to me. It was that time to go get a McFlurry and go home.
I understand. I should have listened to you, but you know, I literally never left my fucking
time,
house.
Lauren.
So I had a great time. Lauren. So stop making me feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not making you feel bad. Why do you think I'm making you feel bad
about
it?
Because you're like, we should have left. I'm like, I've never seen daylight before. Let me live.
I wasn't saying we should. I'm saying I was just like in that, you know, I have this thing now. It's a thing. I like get anxious when I'm away from Dawson for a certain amount of time. But like when I can be with him, though. It's weird like that. Like
I was going to tell you, I don't think that that's weird, but I was going to, I thought you were saying actually, I just wanted to go home. And I was like, before you had Dawson, you probably would have wanted to go home.
Exactly.
That's so true. But there is like this, like, oh, I just want to go home and snuggle into bed. But you're right. So it's probably a mix of things. But if I'm like, if he's there and I could be there, then I'm like, oh, I'd like to go there. But then when I went to a Jonas concert this weekend, I just don't want to like, I don't want to excuse it for me being missing Dawson, but in my head at that moment, I was like, I'd rather be just with my family.
Yeah, you're fucking allowed to do that. We were only out for 45 minutes.
This is fucking hilarious.
Okay, wow. Fine. But okay, so what? But then totally different scenario.
Totally different scenario. She was doing what she wanted to do, and she didn't give a fuck. Yeah.
There are nights like the Jonas night where I'm out and I get away from the motherhood and I'm like, you know what? It's so good that I treat myself to nights like this.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, exactly. You're like, this is what I need to keep doing to keep myself on. Yeah, and then everyone else wants to go do something. It's, hey, you want to be home?
Yeah, there's no mommy guilt. I guess
when I'm getting like a little tips, I want to like, I guess I want it to be like in a environment and not just like at a table.
Yeah, it's like you're exactly. Well, this is what we, the three of us, have talked about so many times. I hate drinking. I literally barely ever drink unless it's like we're watching the sunset. Let's have a little wine and get a charcuterie board. Like I literally could care less.
Yeah.
Unless there's a man in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to feel like, ooh, you know.
Those are the Jonas Brothers. There was men in the room.
You had that
energy.
There was
men in the room.
Men in the room.
Men in the room.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The room, but also totally different topic, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I'm just not done. I just got to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I just think I get claustrophobic in New York a lot. Like in those small little bars and rooms where everybody's just like crammed in there together. I'm like, I don't know. I can't hear you. Actually, it's not that. It's the I can't hear you thing.
It's like, actually, I don't care what you're saying.
No, Lauren, listen. It's got to be the I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't hear the people at my table just talking the way that we're talking right now, like not trying to raise my voice, just talking, Mm-hmm. I'm out of there. Goodbye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See you later.
100%. If I'm on a date and we're in a room and it's loud or the music's too loud, it's like, it's null and void. What is the point of me being here?
Yeah.
There's absolutely no point. I think New York in general, but I've bashed New York so many times.
Yeah, I guess that's why.
New York is a claustrophobic energy for me personally. Yeah. For someone likes like wide open sky, unobstructed sky, mountains, like, it's anywhere you go. Like, even when you get out of your cab on the sidewalk, you have to like not be in people's way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why I associate with New York, is because New York gives you the most environments where you can't talk to the person next to you. Mm-hmm. Can't remember like when that happened here or like anywhere else. Even LA, like, I don't think of those times, because if I can't talk to you in a voice like this, then I get really insecure when I'm talking like this. And then it's like, is what I'm saying really important for me? I have to say it this loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
It's like, my breath better be good right now. Because I am trying to carry the sound to you. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it takes so much energy out of you to also like scream something so insignificant where you're like,
this is a good song.
I said, I didn't get the email. Yeah, and it's like, why am I fucking spending that much energy translating that useless information?
And then they're like, what did you say? And you're like, never mind. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Never mind. It's fucking dumb. And I suck.
I just was trying to think of anything to say at this moment.
Exactly. I'm just filling space and air because we're out and spending $30 on a martini.
Oh, God.
Okay. Precisely why I prefer to go to a Jonas concert to get drunk.
Okay, so it's no surprise that everyone knows that I feel anxious every now and then. And it's also no surprise that out of the three of us, I love to rely on natural things to help me with sleep and stress management. And lately, I've been relying on Next Evo Naturals. It is so incredible. It's like next level of wellness. It's CBD, but as you guys know, I've talked about CBD in the past. I feel like average CBD oil and other types of CBD just don't cut it. Next Evo Naturals is the best CBD products I've found because they basically developed this thing called Smart Sorb technology.
Fast acting.
Exactly. So it basically, your body absorbs the CBD 4 times better than regular CBD oil. I mean, like, this is cutting edge stuff, my friend.
They also have gummies, which is what I eat every night.
Don't you feel like your sleep is way better?
It's so hard. Like, you sleep so hard. It is so, so amazing. Because usually I'll wake up like every like couple hours, like to change the channel on the TV because Forensic Files turns off or something. And I don't really notice that when I take my Next Evo gummies. So you guys, make CBD a part of reaching your full potential. Try Next Evo Naturals capsules, gummies, mints, and topical creams with Smart Sorb technology, clinically proven to be better absorbed by your body. Get 20% off your first order of $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast and use the promo code get it. That's 20% off nextevo.com/podcast and use the promo code get it.
Again, make CBD a part of you reaching your full potential. Try Next Evo Naturals. And they come in capsules, gummies, mints, and topical creams with a Smart Sorb technology, clinically proven to be better absorbed by your body. Get 20% off your first order of $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast. And then there you use the promo code, which is get it. That is 20% off nextevo.com/podcast. And then promo code get it. Now, should I talk about the Jonas concert? Lauren, we missed you very much. She'll be at the next one with us. So,
wait, can I hear from Lauren why she wasn't there?
Because they only got two tickets.
I got tickets.
Wait, oh, you got them for free? Why don't you just pay to go, Lauren?
There wasn't any tickets left.
They're sold out as fuck. It was like Taylor Swift.
Damn.
It's only like, how many seats was in there? Like 300?
Yeah, it's like 1,500.
Yeah.
Lauren, it was in the Jekyll and Hyde theater.
So how does that conversation go? Like, Lauren, you don't get mad, right?
Oh, do you want to know how it went? We all were in a group chat.
Let me tell you how it went. I feel like this would be terrifying for all of you.
This is it. Okay, we were in a group chat. Oh my God, Jonas is coming on the 18th of March. We're in. I'm so in. Canceled my clients. Okay. Then I go.
You canceled your clients?
Yes.
Holy
you didn't
shit.
Tell me this.
I canceled. I moved my clients. And then last week, I was like, I really don't think I can go to New York again because it's the next week. I was like, I really don't think I can go to New York again. I was going to tell him.
Because you guys were there one weekend. Yeah. This was
it would have been 5 days later to go back. And I was like, that is a lot.
Got it. And Ashley, you didn't stay in New York. You went back.
So Ashley, you did go back after 5 days, right? Yes, I did.
So then I was like about to text them like, hey guys, I really don't think I can go again. And then they're like, oh yeah, actually you were never coming. We only had 2 tickets.
Lauren,
did you charge Ashley for the money you would have made with those clients?
Mm-hmm, yeah. She brought them back. I bet you took the clients.
I brought them back. I just moved them around a little bit.
Okay.
But.
Listen, Lauren's acting as if she's disappointed. Lauren did not want to get on the train again.
I wasn't going to
go.
Yeah,
exactly. Which is why when we were texting in the group message and then Amy was like, I can get you 2 tickets.
But
I
no
was
one
like,
told me.
I know Lauren doesn't. I know. You know what? I just texted Lizzie.
No one
Lizzie
specified
and I go,
that
you
I wasn't
me,
going. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, it was fantastic. It was a great, great time. Now listen, guys. Jared's in the other room right now, but like Lauren hasn't understood the Joe Jonas thing for like fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
She did. But then I claimed him. I claimed him. And then all of a sudden the anime haircut. Yes. But then once
wait, you guys need to say that again. Cause you were talking over each other and this is very important.
The only time I ever understood Joe Jonas was when he had an anime haircut in 2008.
Okay.
When he straightened his hair.
Now we're on board.
His hair, yeah.
Lauren loved his hair straight. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about because it looks so much better when it's curly. But Lauren hasn't gotten it for a while. And to be honest, like, you know, I moved on from that. But even before then, I was like, you know what? I've embarrassed myself around this man too many times. And, you know, It's all good. I'm just really pumping up my friend here with Nick, okay? It was just me and Lizzie like back in the day. This is like the mid-2010, you know, 10s.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, we're going to have a great time, Lizzie. It's all on you. You have a great time, and I'm going to be your supportive friend, and it's going to be so much fun to just watch you. But guess what?
Watch you, like, fawn over Nick.
Exactly. And, okay. Like, enjoy.
You're not explaining this in a way where people are following.
I know, you're right.
Not everyone speaks Jonas Brothers. So for everyone listening, Lizzie, if you didn't know, it may have had like a couple interactions with Nick in the past.
Couple interactions.
She would always love Nick. And Ashley would always love Joe. And now we're all on board. Now you're at the Broadway show.
So, but now we're all married except for Lizzie. Poor Lizzie. We've all
I'm
moved
not married.
On, right?
And Lauren is not married
in the
either.
Jonas Brother world, as in all the Jonas Brothers are married.
Oh,
Jonas
got it.
All the Jonas Brothers.
See, that's just hilarious.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I am speaking as far as like
we're
a fandom,
all married,
aren't I?
Joe, Nick, married. Kevin, and me.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, all the group of us.
Like you speak Jonas. Again. Okay, we're following.
I'm not
Lauren knew exactly what you were talking about.
Dragged out way of saying this. But okay, so great time. Like just like reminiscent, listen to these new songs. The new songs are so, so good. But Lauren wants me to stop saying that the new songs are good because if I say that they're too good, then she's going to have no interest in listening to them.
And then I'm going to think of you every time I listen to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, like don't hype them up too much. Mm-hmm. Like let people have their own experience.
Exactly. Because you know you get annoyed when somebody's like, oh my God, it's so good. You have to see it or like you have to listen to it. And then you're like, you know what? You like it so much. I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it loses its luster and things can be hyped up way too much where you're just like, I already know I'm not going to like something this much. So then you go in already deciding that and then it ruins.
Right. Okay, well, this was a very long way of saying that at this concert, not at the concert, but on the TikTok documentation of the concert, that Joe Jonas has never been so good.
Like physically or emotionally?
Well, probably emotionally been better for me, but definitely physically and vocally. Like, wow. Just like his comfortability on the stage and this. He got it again for me. At least for me. Look at this. I'm a little blushy right now.
Actually, it's so funny. It's so funny to see you like affected by this because I feel you like carefully choosing your words when all you have to do is say, man, I got the fucking hots again watching Joe Jonas on stage, but you navigated
the charisma
that
in this try young and like man say it in a PC way. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Exactly, Lord. She was like, and his presence and, you know,
his vocal
like,
talent is just unmatched. So
I started this out by saying that I do think Jared is.
It's like, just say he made your panties wet. Just say he made your panties wet. That's all you got to say.
I'm going to send you. So what I wanted to do, Naz, was send you this video while you were on this video recording together so that you can let me know whether you get it because Lauren,
she's not gonna get it.
How do you not effing get it, Lauren?
I know Naz and Lauren, she's not gonna get it.
Okay, well, you know, that's because he's too cute
actually
for Naz.
you have like you for, no, that's not what it is. First of all, not true. I go
okay,
for
too
I
young
like
for
really hot guys. I just think you historically just have a history. Like with loving Joe.
I know. Him and I go way
so
back.
Good.
I love concerts like Lauren. That, like nostalgic, like because of the Block concerts, and like you just know everyone has their own families and they just would trade it all for, you know.
No, I would never ever. I just never thought that I would enjoy like it like this again. I know that we talk about this all the time, but it's so not fair that the double standard is absolutely ridiculous.
What is the double
like,
standard?
Could you imagine if Jared went to something this. And then he got on here and he was like, oh, yeah, I would love
Jared
to
Jared was talking about Taylor Swift's thighs in great detail yesterday.
I was talking about going to a Jonas concert and then I was like, well, you know, it makes me feel better, actually, that Jared definitely is scrolling on Instagram at all these new wardrobe pictures of Taylor Swift because he loves her body.
Yeah, he loves her
Ever
body.
Ever since she's, like, gained a little weight and she's not, like, you know, straight up and down.
Yeah.
He's, like, so into it, which I'm totally fine with.
He says he likes some tick. He's like, she's tick now. He likes it.
She's what now?
Tick, thick.
Oh, tick. Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel so old.
But Ashley, what do you think? Imagine Joe Jonas naked, like in him standing in front of you. Like, is that hot to you?
Lauren, the Joe Jonas that I just sent Naz via TikTok. Heck yeah. Okay. And Andrea, right, producer Andrea, I feel like she's in on this with us. I know she's a couple
years
older.
Hold on. I'm
going
to play
which
this.
Means that you're even further out of the Jonas realm.
I'm going to play
Andrea,
this now.
You should definitely watch the TikTok.
I love how it's like Ashley and Jared shared this video. Okay, we see Kevin on the guitar. Kevin, real MVP.
Wait,
that's the one
okay,
I would
at the
go
beginning.
For. Wait, this and is just then, a video of Nick.
Yeah, it's a beginning of Nick. And then if you fast forward to
it's
the middle.
So 30 seconds of each.
They're honestly, okay. Like, they're both peak. They look
okay,
both
okay,
at their peak.
Oh,
it's Nick's
Joe,
hottest as well.
Well, Joe's outfit's the best. This blue jacket.
It's a good outfit. Mm.
Yeah, this is like prime Ashley. Like everything going on in this video is what you love.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that for you. I love that you had that like moment.
Oh, thanks. But like, did you really watch all of Joe's part right there?
Yeah, singing.
Did you
I
watch
like
the growl.
His hair flip.
Did you watch
I
the
love
growl?
It. No.
She didn't
do you want
say,
me to watch the whole thing? People are listening to us right now. You want me to just like
know,
sit here and watch a video?
Just it's like literally 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll put it back.
Andrea goes, oh, I'm watching.
Well, Andrea, can you send this to Andrea? She should edit this so people know what we're looking at. And that's the beauty of having the Patreon now.
Oh, yeah. We could put it in the little corner.
Oh, yeah. With him carrying the mic stand. There's yeah.
Exactly. Ness.
Yeah. It's like it's almost like you feel like he's like holding you like your body or something.
Do you know what I subconsciously feel a little bit about Joe?
That was very sexual. That was very sexual. Him holding the mic stand
Thank
like that.
Thank you. Yes. And then he was moving his hips when he was moving the mic stand. Did you not notice that, Lauren? You got to go back
no,
and watch
Ashley,
this again.
When I look at Joe, I think I feel like he hurt you and scorned you. So I don't look at him as like a nice guy. Like he never picked you. So I'm like, why are you giving this man props? He created a complex that you were not, would you not be chosen? So now I'm like, he hurt you.
No, let's get one thing right. Ashley hurt herself. That was like a narrative she told herself and not something that Joe put on her.
Exactly.
That's a narrative. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Lauren brings up a good point. Like you felt that way. Like why is all of a sudden you feel like this is like the ultimate fantasy for you now?
Yeah.
I think it's very simple. It's probably the only thing I never really tackled in my life.
Okay, this is therapy.
Okay, now we're diving deep into animalistic, sort of like we are lionesses, and mm-hmm. this was like the one thing she couldn't conquer. Cut to them going back on Broadway, Lauren, and Ashley just towards the stage.
No, I would never. We have both lovely families that we were meant to be with. I've gotten a lot of new clothes lately, and in order to make room for them in my closet, I always, like, when I add something, I take out something, and there's been a couple crappy sweaters, guys, that I have eliminated from my closet to make new clothes way.
This and makes me so happy.
That's because I have prime sweaters in Jenny Kane. We've talked about Jenny Kane for a couple years, actually. We started doing a partnership with them a couple years ago, and then recently we've been talking about them more lately. It's because of the quality of their sweaters and the timelessness of it.
It stands the test of time, and at times and tests itself.
It does. In the words of Rosalie Fletch from When a Date with Tata Hamilton, yes, it does. Those are staple items. They are a little pricey, but the thing is, they're always going to be in your closet. Like, there's really going to be no time where you're like, oh, you know what? This is out of style, or ew, that's going to make me not feel good. They're amazing.
And not only
the ones that I have are cashmere. Not all their stuff is cashmere, but mine's cashmere. Yep. It doesn't go out of style.
And also, their sweaters are literally the it thing that'll get you compliments. So if you are like feeling down on yourself, I can almost guarantee that if you walk out in a Jenny Kane sweater, like someone will walk up to you, whether it's the everyday sweater, the striped Chloe crew neck sweater, their cardigans, which are my favorite, especially for this time of year, where we're still kind of between winter and mm-hmm. spring, you know, like spring's upon us, but it's still a little chilly, at least where I live.
At least where
you
Naz lives.
Will Yeah. At least you will 1,000% get compliments.
Yeah. Actually, when I was in California, somebody came up to me and they go, that's a Jenny Kane sweater, isn't it? And I go, yeah.
They knew.
They knew.
You guys can find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners actually get 15% off your first order when you use our code GETIT at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code GETIT. The brand go-to for all season staples. Treat yourself because you deserve it.
Great, great Jonas talk.
Thanks. I'm going to stop getting red now.
Speaking of boy bands, there is a picture that just came out of Liam Payne.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's being sent to the group. He got jaw filler.
Okay.
Yeah, he got jaw filler.
And he looks like handsome Squidward, a.k.a. Zac Efron again.
He looks like Eric McCormick now.
Do you know what's funny is now, not that it's funny, but we've been seeing recently in pop culture, Courtney Cox has, you know, she mentioned mm-hmm. that she mm-hmm. felt like, wow, I didn't realize what I looked like you're doing things to yourself. Yeah. And Blac Chyna just took all her filler out.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And people were leaving good comments. And now I'm like.
And Molly May from Love Island, she's really a pioneer. She was looking crazy. And then, there was like one photo of herself. She was like, oh my God. And you just, I think when you're in the swing of it, you're like, oh, I'm due for my filler. You kind of like don't even look.
You
at
know
yourself.
What? I think everyone that gets filler needs a filler friend. Let's normalize hashtag filler friend. We have a friend that keeps you accountable and maybe they take photos of you and they're like, you went too far.
And like
now I'm worried. Now I'm worried. I'm like, uh-oh.
What do you mean?
No, Naz, we are your filler friends.
You guys are horrible filler friends to have.
No.
Yes, because both of you are like, more is more.
No, we're not.
No, no we're not.
Do we look psychotic?
Do we look fantastic? Yeah.
Sign up for Patreon and let us know. Do we look psychotic?
Everyone. Everyone should sign up for Patreon and then, like, yeah, just get a good
examine
look.
Examine our filler.
Yeah. Anyways, this is so annoying. This conversation is so crazy.
Wait, can we say one more thing, though, about what Liam did? Obviously, I'm looking at this picture, which, Andrea, can you put up the picture? He definitely got the buckle fat removal, which is just, I just don't think it's a good thing, guys.
Did he even do that, though? Because I think he just filled his jaw so
right there, Lauren. No, it's right here. Right there, this angle.
Okay.
And but then I don't know how he got like a Jared jaw out of this. That filler, it's got to be so much, but it's well placed because he's got Jared's jaw now.
He looks a little Patrick Swayze in the right one.
No, I'm not. Yeah, he looks good. All right. So Lauren.
Lauren,
what are you doing?
I got Playboys from the 70s, guys.
Wait, that's so cool. I have a Playboy from the 70s.
I got like. Oh, I was on eBay and I got like massive Playboys. They're so thick and they were $2 or $1.70.
Wait, that's so cool. They're so dope.
They are so cool and they're so thick. And basically, I just have a whole bunch of naked ladies in these Playboy magazines and they're explicit. But they're gorgeous table.
They're stunning.
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah. For your coffee table. Coffee would you tables, guys ever do like a full frontal in a magazine?
Like showing the insides of my vagina or just.
No. Yeah. Tell us what's in there, Lauren. Because I've never seen like the inside. I've never seen the insides of an older Playboy.
It's the same thing.
I think like, what do you mean it's explicit? Like you got spread eagle in there?
I
don't know if I saw that in the ones I have.
I don't think there's like spread eagle in them.
I don't think you see like the insides of a vagina, no. But you see like a guy like going down on a girl and you see like a lot of bush, obviously, because this was in 1980. So, and there's like really crazy cartoons. They're so funny. Anyways, I just thought these were really cool. God, and there's so many perfect boobs in here.
Yeah, but not all of them are real.
I think they're pretty much all real back then, right? When was the first? When did
really? I feel popular?
I think
people were getting breast surgeries like way back when.
It's a Google time. When did breast implants become a
breast
thing?
Breast implants.
Look how perfect these boobs are.
Yeah, but who cares? Your boobs are perfect too.
I have
the
all right
first breast implants were in 1961. American plastic surgeons Thomas Cronin and Frank Gros, they developed the first silicone breast prosthesis, and they filled it with silicone gel.
People were getting them back then, so I bet you not all those are real. Also, did I tell you guys I did? I got new headshots and I did a photo shoot for my birthday, and I did some nakey ones.
Speaking if you do nakey, you just said that you just, how did you just happen?
Oh, is that why you asked us
at the same time?
Well, yeah, I was asking.
I thought Lauren asked.
No,
I said, would you guys, well, she brought a Playboy and I was wondering if you would ever do like a shoot like that.
Yeah,
I love it because I feel like it's very Samantha Jones. Like when I'm in my 60s, I want to look like every birthday, you know, I want to see, I just want to like appreciate like what I am right now at 33.
Just like Rose Dawson, you know, she'll always have that photo.
That's right, Rose Dawson.
Just to like look back and be depressed on.
Not
but that's cool. That's cool. I would totally do it, but like, I don't think I would show anyone. I'd probably just keep it myself.
It felt so like, I felt like such a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, I felt very so womanly.
And you know what's funny is I think if I did it a couple years ago, I would have been like picking at, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I actually love like how jiggly my thighs are and how. Oh, yeah.
Well, Jared would love them. I love that Jared loves those jiggly thighs.
It makes you feel great.
I know. And it's nice to know that. Yeah.
Most men love jiggly thighs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I would do a more of a boudoir.
A boudoir.
Just because you guys know that I think I feel a lot better in underwear.
It's like lingerie, but like very minimal lingerie.
Oh, I had a thong on. I had Skims on.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Oh, but that's not full frontal.
No, it wasn't. Sorry. I had no top on.
Okay. That's totally fine. Different.
But you know, I feel like I'm way sexier when I have a bra on.
Adrian just did a boudoir photo shoot.
Yeah.
It looked really, really great.
Adrian.
Tasteful. Adrian, who came on our podcast to discuss her divorce, and now she's taking nude selfies all over the place, which is great for her.
I love it. I think it's fun. I think embrace. I was talking to someone the other day who puts on high heels when they vacuum around their house. And I'm like, that's so hot and fun.
I can't get into that.
It sounds nice, but when you got a vacuum.
Ashley, I feel like you would be the one person that would be into that.
No, I would be into like just walking around my house in heels. Like maybe just like if I was feeling really cute. I wouldn't do that either, but I definitely wouldn't vacuum in heels.
I feel like you would walk around your house in heels just to
I
feel
wouldn't
like
vacuum cool. in you guys, any form of my, footwear.
Yeah, no, not with my bunions. Now, would I do it in
not with my bunions?
So, let me change it up a little bit. Would I vacuum in lingerie? Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's because it's comfortable.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Same
okay.
comfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, sexify the cleaning process. You know, like just. Just channel that feminine energy.
Mm-hmm. I get it. All right. Lauren, what were you about to say?
I don't remember.
Oh, I was about to throw it over to you because you do have one story I think you should tell before we leave.
Oh, shit. Ooh, he's going to be home any second.
Oh, you better do it now.
It's not even that good of a story. I was just so frustrated last night. Okay, I was very frustrated because I ordered a burger with onion rings on the side. Okay. I ate the burger.
I was
too full to eat the onion rings. And I go, you know what? I'll air fry these tomorrow. And it's going to be, oh, he's fucking home.
You got to do it now. You do got to do it, Lauren.
Hurry, hurry. Tell us the story. Hurry, hurry.
He's not even going to listen, Lauren. He's not even going to listen.
Let me close the door.
Okay.
All right. Guys, we're getting some exclusive stuff right here.
I was really looking forward to these onion rings. Yeah. And
he ate them.
I go downstairs. I'm like, oh, it's onion ring time, motherfucker. And
she had them left over, okay?
Yeah, left over.
Yeah, she was going to put them in the air fryer.
Yeah. Hold on. Can you close this door? Thank you.
Can you close the door? We're talking shit about you. That's literally what you're saying.
Okay. So, prefacing this with the fact that he went out the night before, he was drinking from probably noon to midnight, maybe a little bit more, another topic for another day. And I decided to go sleep at my parents' house because I knew I would stab him in the eyeball if I saw him that drunk. Okay. So then I come home the next day wanting to eat my onion rings for lunch. I go in the fridge where I place them in a very specific spot in the fridge. And I go, they're gone. And I go, what did you do with the onion rings? He goes, I didn't touch them. And I was like, well, either a ghost did something or you did something, you know? Right. And then he was like, I don't know. And I was like, just say you don't remember because you obviously did something because they're gone. And I was like, you threw them out or you ate them. Those are the only two options. He goes, I don't know. I was like, you don't remember. It's not that you don't know. So we're going at it for like 30 minutes.
Over onion rings.
I think we are deserving.
Right. Very deserving. And it wasn't just onion rings. It came with a spicy side sauce. It was amazing. Okay. So they're gone. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to order them again because I can't not have them right now. And then he was all like, I'm just going to have grilled chicken. Like he's better than me, you know? And
what's
so I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Chicken.
I'm going to order.
That's
I'm
another
like,
I don't get it.
Do you want something? And he's like, I'm just getting a chicken. I'm like, oh, you're still in better than me. So anyways, I end up not ordering them again. I just ordered something like
You have all your life to order them again, Lauren. It will happen.
It was just the craving that you wanted to fulfill anyway.
It's like 24 hours in anticipation. Like, exactly. I'm gonna be eating this
you should have probably ordered them and just like had your day.
Lauren, why did you prevent yourself from getting them? Yeah.
Do it tonight. Okay. So Lauren, anyway.
That's how you should bring it up. You should be like, oh, the Uber Eats is here. Look, they're the fresh. You threw them out, and then kicker.
Guys,
give them the kicker.
Basically, he kept denying that he did anything to them. I go out to throw the trash out today. There is my Uber Eats bag filled with onion rings in the trash can, and it literally says onion rings on the tag. So basically, he threw them out, and he just didn't remember.
But why?
That's it.
But they were all intact. Like, he didn't eat them and throw them out. They were all there.
He doesn't eat onion rings.
Why would he even throw? Like, he was cleaning out the fridge.
Was he cleaning out the fridge? Why would he be cleaning out the fridge in his drunken delusional state? You know, I don't know.
Sometimes when you're OCD or
I don't know. Anyways, the bottom line is he threw out my onion rings and I could have murdered him, and that's the story.
I'm dead.
Okay, that's the story.
I'm dead. Are you going to order them tonight?
I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to ask if he wants anything either. but yeah, so another I don't get it is the fact that he was golfing for like 6 hours and then he went to a barbecue for about 3 hours. And I said, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? He goes, oh, we're just about to go to the bar. I'm like, but you already have a drink in your hand. So you're just going to go to another place to pay for a drink with the same people and you're not going to hit on girls? Like, what's the point of leaving this place to go somewhere else to pay for drinks if you're not looking for a spouse?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's another one.
I think, people just love being out and drinking. Like, it's like the social aspect of it. But
I'm like, don't you need water?
Hearing you guys complain about this is like, it's like when you hear rich people complain about the construction in their house.
I think onion rings
is way more contentious than fucking construction.
It is 100. Onion rings are vital and so important.
It's so true.
Onion
it's
rings are vital and so important. What I'm getting at I though know what you're getting is, at. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's just so funny it's because like grass is always greener. Grass,
like you wish you were fighting that? Over onion rings with someone.
No. It's like both. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, thank God no one's fucking throwing away my McFlurries in the freezer.
You know exactly but what that also, shit is.
But then you have a warm body to sleep next to. And it's like, I don't know. It's just funny.
That's true. Yeah. That's so true.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Before we leave, I just have to have my one. I don't get it because it rolled over. Why do you guys love grilled chicken so much? Like, Jared loves a goddamn rotisserie chicken. He's like, oh, my favorite meal.
Chicken is different than, like, making a chicken breast.
Okay, well, he likes rotisserie chicken, which I will say the skin gives it a little something.
Yeah.
But still, like, your favorite meal? Why would you want that?
There's chicken breasts in the fridge. I'm like, I'd rather eat cereal for dinner than make that and risk my life cooking it on my own.
So why do all men just go to chicken breasts? Like, that's like,
they grow up. I feel like, I want to lift weight and, you know, be fit. And so all you can have is asparagus and grilled chicken. Okay.
I feel like it's just a go-to easy, like everyone fell. It's like the IKEA version of like a human, you know?
Nazareth.
It's like, oh, you grilled
that
chicken.
That is so and true. The IKEA vegetables. Version of a meal. Like, it'll do.
Like, yeah, like it's just solid and it works. And yeah. I, you know,
yeah. Yeah, they know how to, they're like, pasta. Oh, I season it really well. It's like, doesn't matter how much seasoning you put on. You're eating grilled chicken and I would rather pasta. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Pasta over chicken any day.
Yeah.
All right. Great times.
Well, Naz, your hair looks so good. Did you just get
really?
It done?
Really? It's not. No, it's not done. It's
it looks like so like natural and like.
Yeah, it is.
But oh, I love it.
Thanks.
I love the natural.
What about mine?
I stare at you and I want curtain bangs so bad, but I'm scared I'll get annoyed by them.
I do style them like twice a day. They don't hold.
Yeah. Like, and you know that I wouldn't and I'm not good at that. So I feel like.
You look so good.
I know, but it's not. Oh, without them, you mean?
Yeah, you look so good without them,
Lauren. Okay. Your hair right now reminds me of what's her name from The Departed.
Who? Oh, well,
you see it? Do you see it?
I do see that?
Do you see it? All right. Well, everyone listening, we love you so much. Thank you for this rant.
Classic ramble of things we've all said
before.
And
onion rings.
Yeah. We've said it all before, but thanks for coming back.
But now we're saying it on video.
Yes.
Sign up for our Patreon.
You can see me blush, guys. You can see me blush.
We love you. And I'm taking a week break off my life, so I won't be on the next podcast, but I will come back refreshed.
Lauren and I will figure out a thing.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yes.
All right. Probably something we've said before, but come back.
Stop.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It'll be fresh
it's
new
gonna
content.
Be something
Ashley
you
and
guys
I are gonna
never,
take boudoir photo
before.
Shoots this week and then we'll come back with our content.
There we go. That would be amazing.
That would be
all right, I love you guys.
Okay, I love you. Actually, bye. Wait, if you come to the Patreon next week, we'll show you actually a boudoir photo shoot I took of Ashley. Back in the day.
Okay, fine. Let's
shut
do
the
it.
Fuck
that's
up.
A big tease. Yeah, okay. Oh my
wait,
gosh,
that's
we've
amazing.
Never revealed those pictures before.
No.
And you can get them only exclusively on the I Don't Get It Patreon.
Wow. What, we are just really offering prime content here, guys, for less than what it costs to buy a sandwich.
Okay. Love you, guys.
All right,
love you.
$10 coffee in New York City
I
this
saw
week.
That. That's outrageous.
I saw that on your story.
It
that's criminal. Disgusting.
Go, it's $10. I go.
But I didn't get a croissant.
Exactly.
A croissant.
A croissant.
All right. All right, bye.
I love you guys. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.